on this, the 26th day of November of the year 2021, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, country, the United States of America, the northern continent of the Americas, on God's good great planet Earth. This is PJ in the Lucy Coleman Studio here in Los Angeles, inviting you to participate in the outbreak. That's right. What I'd like to do is, and in the background is one of my favorite albums playing, and I love Cal Jader. If you've never listened to this is Cal Jader from an album entitled Several Shades of Jade. And then I have another album along on this one called Breeze from the East, where Cal lended his jazz wonderfulness to the East. And I purchased this album before I went into the Army back in 1964 or 5. And I found it on CD, and I love it. It's here in the studio, and I use it often. I'm going to play a number now by the late and fantastically great Grover Washington Jr. Now, Grover Washington is no longer with us in life here on the planet, but before I did my webcast today, I was looking for a record that I could play that would be a contradiction, because I think that my country, America, has become a contradiction. I guess I could call this webcast a blooming contradiction, but I'm going to be sweet, and I'm going to call it what it is. I'll be reading from a couple of news articles, one by Gabrielle Steinhauser. It was updated on this date in 2021, 11:46 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to pay very close attention to what I'm going to share. There's another article by Melanie. Thank you, Cal. I really appreciate that. By Melanie Shriver. And I want to start reading this article to you now. Michigan is now leading in the country in new COVID cases and hospitalizations, accounting for about 1 in 10 new cases in the United States. Now, you know, we've been Turkey Day yesterday, right? Everybody's traveling, everybody's all family members coming in. They're happy, they're showing the babies, crying because they seen grandpa and grandma all on the news. Well, I went yesterday and had a nice small dinner with my daughter and my grandchildren and a friend. None of us had our mask on. We've all had our two shots. I am convinced beyond measure that I'm not going to get the third shot, because I really believe that there are forces that are working against what I would call life, and I'm not too happy about that. I had a friend of mine send me an article from China today, and he entitled that, "I Hope This Is Not So." So I want you to listen to me, listen to what I'm going to share with you, and I'm going to share some other things about what COVID has done to me. I guess the vaccinations have done since I've got it, because I'm having some physical parts of me inside of my body that's showing up in my urine. And I've never had blood in my urine like this. I don't know what this is, but just since and just settling in. And it is one of the symptoms of what this stuff that they've given us is doing. No, I'm fine. I'm not dying that I know of. But if it does come to that, I can bite the bullet. I'm not afraid to die. But I am here to promote life and happiness, but I'm not going to stick my head in a proverbial hole in the ground and sing numbers that doesn't make any sense at all. Grover Washington Jr., from an album called The Best Is Yet to Come, I'm going to play the title track, and I want you to listen to the words of Grover Washington, the now late great Grover Washington. And the words of the song, there's a female singing it. I want you to listen to it. And I'm telling you that this song cannot be sung today because it is not the best that is yet to come. We are being wiped out systematically. I have never in my life, and I'm 77 years young, I have never in my life heard of so many people dying, just dropping dead in their tracks. And you know what? It is not a coincidence. It is by, I believe, and listen, I know you aren't going to listen to me because most of my listeners are positive thinking people. And I'm telling you, most of the people that did listen to me were Christians going to church every Sunday. They listened to me teach eschatology all of those doctrines of the church that the Bible brought forth in its truth. And you may try to argue with it, but I'm just telling Grover that this ain't so. The best is yet to come. Should put a question mark over that. I'll be back in a minute or so.
Yet to come.
Sing it. From the 1982 album, The Best Is Yet to Come by Grover Washington. And I'm going to read this article, and you're going to know that he had good intentions back there. That was 2 years before the 1984 Olympics. That was a year that God had called me to be a preacher. 1982 is when I was called to tell people, people get ready. There's a train coming. You don't need no ticket to get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel humming. You don't need no ticket. You just say, praise the Lord. And I think that we need to go back to that, because there's an awful lot of us dying. And let me read this article here. This is from today. In Johannesburg, you know where that is, that's in South Africa. Europe recorded the first case of the fast-spreading new contravirus variant, and dozens of countries restricted travel to and from southern Africa, where it was first detected, amid concerns that it could be more contagious than previous strains. In other words, we got a new strain coming out, and rendered COVID-19 vaccines less effective. In other words, the two shots that I have, boom, diddy waba, don't mean nothing. Now, check it out. Wait a minute. Listen to PJ. Belgium authorities said Friday, that's today, that one case of the variant had been recorded in the country. The person had traveled from abroad, was unvaccinated, and hadn't been affected by COVID-19 previously, Health Minister Frank Vandenbroek said. Now, the White House officials have been discussing imposing travel restrictions on countries in southern Africa and are expected to meet with agency officials this afternoon to make a recommendation. People familiar with the matter said that. But experts from the World Health Organization were meeting Friday, today, this afternoon, to decide whether to declare the new strain currently known as, listen to this, B.1.1.529, a variant of concern. The WHO, the World Health Organization, that is, uses this label for virus strains that have proven to be more contagious, led to more serious illness, to disease and effectiveness of the public health measures, tests, and treatments and vaccines. And then it says that other variants of concern include the Delta variant, which we already have here, that is now dominant worldwide, and the Alpha variant that drove the deadly wave of infections across Europe and the United States last winter and spring. Now, while the scientists, this is the article that I'm reading to you, this isn't me just hyperbolating off the top of my brain skull, not like that. As a matter of fact, I've read enough, and what I want to do is I want to hear some nice music. So I'm going to play a nice number called Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Now, where did I get my music from? You know, I was thinking about all this stuff, and I said, you know, things ain't what they used to be. Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. Listen. Yeah, yeah. Sing it high.
To be you are mine completely. But you told me the time was changing.
Yeah, it's changing.
Used to be you would kiss me sweetly. But lately, you've been busily rearranging. So now I see, ain't nothing the same as it used to be. You're changing, baby, cause you turn away, turn me away.
Baby, baby,
when you get love and you lose love, ain't nothing no one else can do. That's a shake up. You and she used to be, cause you break up. How to make up when you get love and you lose love.
You're catching on pretty fast. You don't love me like you used to. Turn me around, I see the light at night. I was beneath it, I can only conceive it still I did. Now I see how you are, and I'm much better by far. Be me no dummy like I used to.
Used to be you and mine completely. But you told me the time.
Right, it's not the same as it used to be, people, and you need to know that it's not the same. But I see people living today as if nothing's changed. A lot has changed. While scientists say that they are still figuring out the exact effect of the more than 50 mutations they have identified in this new variant. 50 mutations growing in this new variant of the virus. Man, can you believe this? Look, and then it says, it has been driving a sharp rise in infections in South Africa over the past 2 weeks, albeit from very low levels. And the article goes on and says it has also been detected in Botswana and in two people are quarantined in Hong Kong and one whom had recently traveled from South Africa. Israel, one of the countries that restricted travel from southern Africa, said Friday that it had identified the B11529 variant in a traveler from Malawi and was investigating whether it had also infected others. In a meeting with the health ministry and experts, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said, Naftali Bennett said that the country was on the verge of a state of emergency. This is Israel, following the detection of the new variant. Man, when that thing hits over here, it's going to tear through this country and start killing everybody. And then the article says that our highest principle currently is to act fast, Israel says, strong, Israel says, and now, Israel said, he said. That's what Naftali said. Concerns over the variant triggered a sellout in global stocks, and South Africa's rand currency prompted some airlines to cancel some flights. The variant's discovery highlights the risk from an evolving virus. You see, this thing is evolving. I'm saying that it's morphing from one particular status into another. It's taking its own form, doing its own thing, and widening itself. Now, wait a minute. Listen to this. All right. The variant's discovery highlights the risk from an evolving virus to the world's emergencies from pandemic. In other words, experts says that the high levels of transmission in this new virus gives this virus the chance to develop mutations that render it more dangerous, including through persistent infection in patients with a suppressed immune system. And I'm telling you, my system was real good until I got both of my shots. I told a pastor friend of mine, he said, well, are you going to take the booster? I said, nah. I said, because the way this thing is working with me, I think the two shots are working. And this little clip that my friend sent me from overseas, and he just had a little message on it saying, hey, John, I hope this isn't true. I wrote him back after I watched the almost hour clip and said, it is true, because that's the way they've been doing it since day one, since the Tuskegee test and all the other tests. I can say publicly now on our website that I am very sorry that I took the vaccines. But I did it because I wanted to see my daughters and my grandchildren. That's the only reason I took it, because I'm not afraid of dying nor getting that thing. But I'm telling you, with this new variant coming, and they're warning you by putting this out. And isn't it indicative that they're putting it out on friends and family weekend when we all meeting with our family, all happy and everything, whack. And from the article that I listened to by a profound doctor, I know a lot of you are not going to believe me. I'm not concerned about you believing me. I live in my body and I know what I'm talking about. I had open heart surgery, but I don't have contagion heart disease. Well, why am I bleeding through my urine? Why is blood coming out in little chunks? You know, it is because of me taking those two shots, and I wasn't doing that before. Now, I know that could be anything. I'm not going to the doctor to get it checked out because I don't go to the hospital unless I'm semi-comatose. I'm not going to do it. My advice to you is stay away from doctors unless you must go, because it will be your last when you do that. Now, wait a minute. Let me continue to read this article, and so that you're going to know how serious it is out there. Expert says that high levels of transmission give the virus a chance to develop these mutations that render it more dangerous, including through persistent infection in patients with the suppressed immune system. Germany's Biotech SE, which developed one of the most commonly used COVID-19 vaccines together with Pfizer Incorporated, said that it would take about 2 weeks to establish whether the new variant renders it less effective. If needed, a biotech spokeswoman said, the companies could produce a new vaccine adjusted to the variant within 6 weeks and ship initial batches within 100 days. Now, you really need to know this because they kind of headline it, and it said the variant is spreading in Southern Africa, and they want to know about it. Southern Africa raises alarm over new contravirus variant. Another headline, stock futures, oil drops on concern over the new COVID-19 variant. And another one says, new travel restrictions rattle the airline industry and hits the shares. Now, this is going to affect y'all going back home after the turkey weekend is over. Okay? And that's where it's going to spread. It's going to spread in the airports, on the planes, and oh my God, what else? The article goes on and says, data from South Africa's National Institute of Communicable Diseases show how the new variant over the past 2 weeks quickly crowded out the highly transmittable Delta virus. In other words, the Delta variant is nothing. It now makes up around 90% of the infections in the country's most popular provinces, talking about in Africa. Home to its political and economic capitalists of Pretoria and Johannesburg. Now, those are two major populations, and let me say this, where black people live. Now, I don't know whether you guys have ever listened to, and some of you haven't, but I want to put this out. When I was a pastor, when I was coming on the radio years ago, this is why you can listen to PJ, and it sounds, man, is this dude on? No, I'm just in my studio at home talking. I'm reading the news. I'm doing exactly what I did when I was on the radio, and that's why them boys that ran that radio station had me silenced, because they don't want you to know this. And the doctors that you're going to and that you're listening to are not going to tell you the truth about this. You can have this thing starting in Wuhan or Wuhan, China, and stuff like that. Whatever the hell that was, the shit is over here. And it's about to hit the fan big time. So love your family, spend time with them, and do all that because, you know, hey, that's what the holiday is all about, right? Now, it says, during the same period, cases of COVID-19 in the country of 60 million people multiplied from around 300 just over 2 weeks to 2,465 on Thursday. So it's jumping. It's jumping and growing rapidly. This thing is like, ooh, dandelions blowing in the wind, and people are getting this, and it's, man, because this virus was put out there with the proposition to shut down humanity. You have to understand it. And as the fright factor, and the virus, instead of stopping it, in other words, the vaccinations that we get, instead of stopping it, only promotes it in certain biological conditions. That's my opinion that I'm giving on my webcast. Now, you can look at this any way you want to. Hey, look, It looks real fishy to me. It doesn't look reasonable to me. Not at all. You know, and when we think about living and everything, we thinking about paradise. All right, we're going to listen to some more Grover Washington. That's right. From his 1979 album called Paradise, as you think about what I'm about to say after I play this number, are we headed towards paradise? Grover, help me out, my brother. I need it.
Oh, my goodness. Paradise.
Thank you.
Washington. Paradise. Yeah. Thank you, Grover. Grover made some beautiful music when he was here. I'm going to play a nice number. I think that you guys remember and you love. Because with all this crap going on about this coronavirus and getting a shot and giving our babies shots and our teenagers shots, and then when I listen to a clip that YouTube has banned the clip, and I don't discuss it with my family and my friends anymore, because most people don't want to hear. Most people are afraid of the inevitability of their passing away. Well, all of us are going to do that eventually. You know, that's just a kind of a thing where you can't help. You are going to pass away. And when you pass away, because you only live once and you only die once. And I know that the subject matter is difficult for people to listen to, but I'm going to play a number now that I think is manifested to bring some peace in your life. It's not a church song, but it's my heart reaching out to many of you out there that thinks that this is a terrible way to have a webcast. No, you know, I've always been a realist. Let me continue to read this right now. It says right here, although at as much lower count, talking about that 2,465, it is much lower count than those seen in many European countries currently. Scientists and South African's health ministry said that they were alarmed by the fast spread of the new variant. See, and that's what frightens me about it, especially when it comes over here. And look at us. We out. We back in restaurants, bars, movie theaters. Nobody has on any mask. I'm going to tell you, I was going to take a lift to my daughter's house for a meal last evening, but I changed my mind at the last moment and jumped in my car. I said, I don't want to breathe his air. I don't want him to breathe mine. And I came home, and I haven't had any company this weekend. Don't want anybody coming by, because I got to see what this new thing is all about. Brian McKnight is going to help me out, because Brian McKnight says, you know, we need to seriously think about heading home. Home. Home.
Master upon my knees. just wanna be the clay. Put your arms around me. Place my
find our way back to God. He can bring us through anything, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you. Brian says we got to find our way back home. That's what we got to do. Because see, with all this mess, look, I'm going to tell you something. I, just like you, know that I am the great grandchild of slaves, that my ancestors came from across the waters on the Great Passage. Many of my friends and my family and all of that died during the passage. We was brought over here and we had Christianity shoved literally down our throats. But I'm going to tell you one thing that I got out of that faith. It wasn't religion, because I know the difference between faith and God and religion. Religion is something that men practice to so that they will not become subdued by what they say is life. Life is going to subdue you whether you like it or not. Let me, I was visiting my grandchildren yesterday, had a dinner with them, and my granddaughter, well over 20, grown woman, has a boyfriend, dresses like her, looks like her, thinks like her, talks like her. I saw it, and I loved it, because you know what I saw? I saw that they are living their lives. And I thought about it, and I said, in a moment, in an instant, their lives can be snuffed out. And so what do? Is I believe in intercessory prayer. I believe in God, and so I pray for my family. I pray for my loved ones, my friends. I didn't mean to shock you or anything like that, or to mess up your weekend, but there's an outbreak. There's a breakout of a new strain coming to this country, and it's going to come. And I hope that you can do like me. Just continue to do the things that you've been doing in the past, and knowing that if you continue to do it and continue to live in a way that is honoring to Jah, the maker of the entire universe, every solar system that existed, every star that we see in the heavens. And it's wonderful. You know, I was born and raised in this city, Los Angeles. I've been to a few cities in this country and a few countries around this globe. But I'm going to tell you something about America that I love. I can sit here and look out of the window of the Lucy Coleman studio on a just gorgeous Friday afternoon. Right now it's about 2 minutes after two in the afternoon, and right here in America, where I do my life, where I speak to my friends. I don't know. You know what? I took the counter off of my website because I don't want to know how many people come and listen to me. I do know this, that people are listening. And if you're listening to me, pay attention. I don't think that there's anything that you can do to stop getting this thing. You can wear your mask. You can do all that stuff. And for those of you, my friends, that will not take the shot, that's your prerogative, because this is America. You're free. You don't have to do it. But the government's going to try to force it down your throat, and they're going to make you look like the enemy. Oh, don't be around those people, because those people like that. You know what? Let me tell you something. We have to sing like Brian McKnight just sung. I want to go home. This is my home. Now, I don't believe that when I die that I'm going to a place where the streets are paved with gold. And I'm going to have a mansion that's prepared for me, made out of bricks, wood, and mortar. Because none of that is, unless, now listen to me, unless this, I can hypothesize a little bit, can I? Unless God has a plan that when we die on this planet, he takes us to another planet, maybe 4,000 times bigger than the earth, and all the dreams and the things that we wish for, that we prayed for. Let me give you an example about what I'm talking about. My mother passed away when I was 12 years old. I remember her vivid imaginations in my mind. And I'm sure that when she passed away, she knew all of her five children. She bore them, and she died. Now, when I die, this is what I'd love to do. I love to go to a huge planet, 4 billion times bigger than the Earth, with air and atmosphere and everything on it. And I'd like to see my mom when, after I pass away, and if I'm in my 70s, 80s, or whatnot, and I pass away, my mom can walk up to me and say, John Jr. And, you know, my Bible tells me that there's no tears in heaven, so ain't nobody going to be crying for joy or sadness. And this is what I want to believe. This is my own personal belief about what heaven is. And I believe that I'll see all my friends, all my relatives. If we like to eat Thanksgiving dinner together, we're going to have all the food we want to eat. We'll eat and never fill up. Everything will be fulfilled. Everything in our memory that made us human and family, that is what I believe heaven is going to be, and I'll be there. No more pain, no more sorrow, because the Bible, the book that I studied my entire life, especially my adult life, when I was a pastor, told me that there's going to be no pain there. There will be no cancer there. There will be no disease viruses. There won't be that. There won't be wicked people that can put together things like this to lessen the planet's population. My God, did you hear what they're doing to the poor Aborigines in Australia? They're going into regions of the country because the outbreak has broken out there, and they're forcing these shots on people, and people are dropping dead all around because their systems were so pure. And when you put this mess in you, it kills you. That's murder in the first degree. The World Health Organizations and Fauci and the rest of them, I wasn't feeling as bad as I'm feeling until I got those pokes, those shots. And I was a kid. I remember I got the polio shot and the mumps shot and the chicken pox shot. I got all those things when I was a kid going to school, but it didn't make me feel like this. And so I'm just using my brain. The people, the citizens in this country that refuse to become vaccinated are not your enemy. They're your friends. They, you know, I thought about it. I said, John, have you stepped back from Christianity so much and thrown it all away? No. I can go back in my mind and see what's happening today was prophesied in the book of Revelation in my Bible. I can take you right to it. And governments have been prophesied to do that. I mean, all right, a lot of you don't want to hear me talk about Jesus because you think that that's far-fetched. But let me tell you something. When Quirinius, it's in my, wait a minute. I'm going to turn to it right now. Just through, I think it's Luke 1. Luke chapter 1. I just had to grab this Bible. I'm going to show you what they've done. I'm going to Luke chapter 1 in the New Testament. Yeah, you can shut it off if you don't want to hear this. Because, see, that's your problem. You want to see the Lakers play ball. You want to see football and hockey. And you want to go to the bar and have that drink. You need to get serious. All right. Listen to what Luke writes. He says, inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things accomplished amongst us. Now, there's one thing that I'm going to share with you, because this is a very important book. Let me put some light on the subject. Oh, I didn't know that I was going to go here, but that's the way my webcasts always go. You never know where PJ's going to go at this hour. Well, this is what he says. Just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word have handed them down to us, it seemed fitting. This is Luke, the doctor, the physician, writing in the New Testament. He was a real doctor, just like Dr. Fauci is a real doctor. But Dr. Fauci is a lying crook. This doctor wasn't. And he said it seemed fitting for me as well, having, now look what Luke said he did in verse 3, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, he said, to write it out for you, in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus. Now, this is when the Greek culture was reigning supreme about 2,000 years ago, and the greatest government in the world ran by men was the Roman government, the Roman Empire, which no longer exists. All we can see is just the rocks sticking up. Now, you think about 2,000 years from now, what happened here? What do you think it's going to be like? Oh, I'd love to see it. But I believe that where God is going to take me when I die, that he may, these people paying millions of dollars to get shot up in a rocket to be up in outer space and weightless for 10 minutes. Hey, man, where I'm going when I leave this planet will make that thing that they built down there with that little 10-minute IHOP. See, that's the God I serve and worship. I'm not trapped down into this. But anyhow, when you read the book of Luke, he says, I thought it, Theophilus, to write down in the most accurate account of what happened when Jesus walked this earth. See, what took place, took place. What happened, listen to me, my brothers that don't believe in the Bible no more. What happened is people have taken these scriptures and manipulated it, twisted it, used it for the white man when he went and ripped us all from our home country land, brought us over here, made us slaves. Some of our family, as a matter of fact, I was speaking with my sister yesterday, and she said, Junie, we from Haiti. That's where our family line came from. Slaves from Haiti picking tobacco and cotton and whatnot, and my people ended up in this country over here. And you know what? When you investigate it, you can find out where you come from. And it's not going to make me cry. It's going to make me laugh. But look, my time ran out. thank you for coming to my website. I'm so glad that you did. I'm going to end up with the Prime Minister of Jazz right now, Mr. Ellington, and I want him to play a number called Harlem Suite, one of my favorite numbers. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for being a listener.
And now we would like to play possibly our most ambitious work this season, titled Harlem. I'd like for you to know that this was originally written for the NBC Symphony, and it was once performed by them, once by us with them. And we are very, very sincere and try to be accurate in our presentation, our portrayal of this great place, Harlem. Harlem, of course, we tried to capture all of the principal ingredients, all of the highs, the lows, the laughs, the tears, and point out some of the high spots, such as the 110th Street rumba border and the having borders on the other side by the Giants and the Yankees. Point out that there are more churches than cabarets, that we're represented in Congress by a minister. And, oh, we just tell all the good things about ourselves.
Now, see, Duke knew, and I know it's almost time to end the show. Duke knew about his community. Articulate, suave, handsome, oh, yeah. Knew his community. This is when Harlem reigned supreme. And when he speaks about the politicians, he's talking about Adam Clayton Powell. If you know anything about Adam Clayton Powell Sr., and then he had a son, Jr., listen to just a few bars of this Harlem Suite, written by Duke Ellington. And, yes, he says the big white orchestras try to collaborate with him and play it all to know.
And we hope you like Harlem. Ray Nance now pronounces the word Harlem. That's the opening statement.
Thank you. With that, I'm going to have to say good day, because Harlem Suite is 15 minutes and 16 seconds. Try to listen to it when you get a chance. Thank you so much for coming by my website, for listening to me. Take care of yourself, because this new variant is going to explode when it hits this country. And I want to thank a friend of mine, Clarence Williams, for giving me a heads up right before Thanksgiving. And he said, John, did you know that this thing is out there and that it's going to spread? And I said, I really appreciate the information. So when I saw it on my news feed, I said, yeah, I'm glad I did. Hey, God bless you. 1 hour and 4 minutes. Oh, this was a short one. I'll talk to you soon.